The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 1380 WPHM. A lot of consumers want to know where the products that they're buying were made, whether it's something that you're buying in the store or maybe you're a manufacturer and you want to know that the parts that you're buying were made in the USA. And so if you own a company that does any manufacturing and you want to be able to build in the U.S., but you know, it's just cheaper to do in China, there is a solution to that. Joining us right now, managing partner with Strategic Footprint, Doug Donahue. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks. Your company is very interesting because it it basically helps companies that subcontract out to foreign countries, particularly China, move things back to North America. How do you do this?
Well, it's quite a large effort. If a company is not manufacturing and they're actually with a subcontractor, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. You have to get the intellectual property, intellectual know-how out of the subcontractor to be able to do it. Then you have to be able to determine your supply chain and set up the supply chain to be able to do it. And then you need to build a manufacturing facility or to establish a manufacturing facility. So it is quite a large initiative to take on. But the end result is very simple. You control your product, and you control your future as a company.
Boy, that means a lot. And it means a lot to consumers. I mean, the surveys indicate that people want to buy products made in the U.S., don't they?
Yeah. Obviously, price always matters. But price being relative, sorry about that, American consumers would always rather buy something made locally.
Yeah. With a new president and a new Congress, is it getting easier or harder for manufacturers to move their operations back home to the U.S.?
Obviously, that it's too early to tell. However, I think what is very interesting is all of these executive initiatives that we saw in the first 30 days of the Biden administration, none of them addressed the Trump administration's tariffs, especially on China. So you got to believe they're trying to figure out how to leverage those tariffs to bring some advantages to U.S. companies and consumers.
Yeah, absolutely. I mentioned surveys indicate that people prefer to buy things that are made in the U.S. They're even willing to pay more for them sometimes, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's relative, but yes, they are willing to pay more for something that is locally made. But it's not because it's only locally made. Typically, U.S. or North American manufactured product is of higher quality, better design, and can be delivered in a faster manner. I mean, call it the Amazon effect. It can be delivered quicker.
Well, and that makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Yep, it does.
Yeah. So what do you think the trend is going to be over the next few years? Are we going to see more companies leaving China and building in the U.S.?
Well, I think we've seen this happening over a number of years. And this is one of the reasons that we started Strategic Footprint, is we see a regionalization in the global economy. And Detroit, your area, is a perfect example of it. Cars that are going to be sold in North America are now being made in North America. Cars that are going to be sold in Europe are now being made in Europe. Cars being sold in Asia are now being made in Japan and China. So we've seen this regionalization going on for a long time. Consumers are demanding, and manufacturers see a strategic advantage to having things manufactured within the region.
What is China going to do, do you suppose, to combat that? Because obviously they love being able to manufacture things for a North American market.
Well, I mean, China, as much as I'd like to be critical, are extraordinarily good business people. And China has recognized for them to take their next step, they have to have an internal market. So if China opens up their internal market more openly, it's going to be an advantage to all companies, but particularly Chinese manufacturers.
What's the biggest obstacle for companies that are subcontracting with Chinese corporations? What's the biggest obstacle that they have in trying to return to U.S. manufacturing?
You know, there's the issues of capturing your intellectual property and getting that down on paper and internal knowledge. There's building up that manufacturing knowledge in your company. But then it's financing. If you are buying your product and you're not manufacturing and you're going to put a plant together, that is not an inexpensive proposition. So they have to be able to get the financing to be able to do that. And they're only going to get that financing if they can see a medium to long term to be able to recover. So I think that's where the government has an opportunity to be helpful to these companies is by opening up an opportunity that is more medium to longer term. But yes, it's the establishment of that manufacturing plant that is the bottleneck in this move of reshoring.
And of course, just knowing where to locate, I mean, within the U.S., it's a big country. You got to find the right state, the right region within that state. That's a big issue for manufacturers too, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there are certain advantages of certain areas. You know, some areas may have fabulous CNC workers. Some areas may have fabulous welders. In your area, there's terrific automotive engineering that people are going to need from whether it be the OEMs all the way down to the first and second tier suppliers. So you want to leverage those things. So site selection is a very important part of the process.
Doug, what size companies do you work with? Do you work mainly with large manufacturers, mid-size, small?
Yeah, no, our clientele is typically mid-size and below, privately held companies. The larger companies tend to have more internal knowledge and more internal resources. So ours are mid-size to smaller companies, often privately held, sometimes still family-owned.
Yeah, and you're definitely filling a void that a lot of these companies have and the resources that, as you point out, larger companies have, but a small company or even mid-sized company may not have, you know, the staff on hand to handle these issues.
Absolutely. That building up that knowledge base, as I've alluded to, whether it's in manufacturing or supply chain, is the first step. And there, a lot of them are starting from scratch on that.
All right, very interesting. Strategic footprint. Doug, where does somebody get in touch with you?
Strategicfootprint.com. It's got information on us. And more importantly, there's some case studies on there of companies that have moved product from subcontracting in China to North America.
All right, made in the USA. Doug, nice talking to you. Appreciate your time this morning.
I really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Right.
All right, 1380 WPHM, Doug Donahue, Strategic Footprint, his company that is helping to bring manufacturers back to the U.S.